Well, welcome to the cathedral for those of you who don't normally come. We're so glad that you're here today on Ash Wednesday. Do you all remember the movie The Lion King? And I'm talking about the cartoon one. I never saw the real one. I couldn't handle that one. I don't know why. But remember the cartoon Lion King that came out years ago? And it's the story of the little cub, Simba. His father is Mufasa, the Lion King, and he loves his father, and his father loves him, and they're very close. And one day, Simba's evil uncle, Scar, leads him into a canyon, and then pushes a herd of antelope to race towards that canyon so that the little cub is in danger of being trampled. Mufasa's father sees that he's in danger and comes in and takes the cub and puts him on a ledge and tries to climb his way out of the canyon, but his evil brother Scar pushes him back into the canyon and he dies. And then the evil uncle tells Simba that his father's death is his fault. And he says to Simba, go and run away, run far away. So this lion cub runs into the jungle where he starts hanging out with these cool characters, you know, a hog and a muskrat or something. And it's funny, but he forgets who he is. He forgets that he's a lion. And years go by until Simba has this vision of his father's face, this big lion's head in the sky, and he says these unforgettable words to his son, words that we all need to hear. Mufasa says, remember who you are. Remember who you are. You all remember that story of creation in the Garden of Eden? And it begins with God making Adam. But the thing is that often with the English translation of the ancient language, we don't get it right. God didn't make a man called Adam. Adama is earth in Hebrew. And Adam, if you translate it accurately, is earth creature, or groundling, or thing made of the earth. Then later, that Adam is split in half in the Hebrew, and half is ish, male, and half is isha, female. And then, after the female and male are Adam and Eve, what do? They take this fruit that wasn't offered to them, and they're cast out of paradise. And what does God say then to Adam? God says, you will till the earth all your life. You are made of the earth, and to earth you shall return. You are made of the dust, and to dust you shall return. But Americans, we are absolutely, insanely trying to pretend that it's not going to happen to us. My congregation, poor souls, they've heard it from me a million times. The death rate is 100%. Even if you use oil of Olay, or you go gluten-free, or you work out. To date, there is no human being who has avoided death. So good luck with that. So why don't we just admit that it's going to happen to us? That's what this day is about. It's about beginning with the truth about who we are. Remember who you are. You're dust. I have the honor of being able to be with people who die a lot. And there's this living person there. And the breath goes away. And then it's not a person anymore. It's a thing, it's a body, it's an object. I watch it over and over again. And when people say, my aunt is buried over here, I'm always correcting them. I'll correct you for my whole life. It'll probably never change you. But I want people to say, my aunt's remains are buried there. Because it's not their aunt anymore. It was her body. We are physical beings. And without God, that's all we are. With God, we have the possibility of being something much more, something eternal. But that's only in relationship with God. So today, we begin by remembering who we are. The word repent doesn't mean saying that you're a jerk, or that you've done bad things, or that you've failed. It means admitting that you're mortal and turning your focus away from yourself, as if yourself were the center of the universe, and turning that focus towards God. The word for repent in the ancient Greek is metanoia. It is the opposite of paranoia. Paranoia is to turn into the self in fear. Metanoia is to turn out of the self to God, to say to God, I am nothing but dust without you. I look to you for guidance. I look to you for strength. I cannot fix the whole world by myself. I cannot right all the wrongs by myself. What I can do is try to discern what you would have me do. Because you are the eternal one. And only in you will I live in eternity. So we begin the 40-day journey of Lent when Jesus walked into the desert and fasted today by remembering who we are. And we will mark you with the sign of the cross with ashes that were used from the palms of Palm Sunday last year and burned. We will mark you with the sign of the cross so you remember who you are. And we begin in the dust, and we will end with the miracle of the resurrection. But you will never understand that miracle if you don't understand the truth about your own death and who you are. Beloved children of God, who are made of nothing but the dust. Amen.